Bob, we will start with just kind of the week that was last week in the EU. I mean, as a producer and as a leader of a farm organization in the U.S. and as a country that does so much with biotech, how do you react to kind of the mixed signals that we got from across the Atlantic last week?
Well, I'm just characterizing it as flat goofy. I mean, you have the approvals that we've been waiting on for so long get done at the EU level, but oh, by the way, right before then, they say tell the member states they can do whatever they want. That's ridiculous. It's not consistent with their WTO obligations, we believe. And, you know, doing business that way, it's going to make it very difficult for us to do a transatlantic trade agreement with them, the TTIP negotiations.
And I believe their position was they couldn't do anything with these approvals until this decision got done earlier in the week. But why?
Well, it's because of the governance structure in the EU and the fact that the EU, you know, frankly, won't stand up to the member states, in my opinion. I mean, they go into the WTO negotiating as an entity, and all of the elements of that entity need to comply with the rules. It'd be like a state in Texas, like a state in the United States, like Texas, saying, "Oh, by the way, we don't want to comply with the treaties and the negotiations that the U.S. has done at the WTO," and that's not acceptable.
Is there some silver lining in this, though, to where maybe an EU member state that's very biotech-friendly, like England, for instance, can still do whatever they'd like, you know, regardless of an EU ruling?
Well, there would be an opportunity for some incremental improvement there, yes. But the problem with what they announced, giving each member state the freedom to do what they want, is it undermines, you know, it undermines their obligations under the WTO. It undermines the obligations that have been, you know, agreed to by all of the countries in the world. And that's a bad precedent to set.
Okay, but I imagine still happy to get the 17 new approvals, plus the two flowers, of course. Can't forget about the flowers, but happy to get those 17 approvals to a point where they can start working their way through this process, flawed be it that it is. They can still work their way through the process.
Well, yes, that's true. We've been waiting far too long to get these approvals done, and I'm glad the EU finally did that. But it's it's like they giveth on the one hand and taketh away on the other.
And what about over here domestically? I know that we've got... Representative Pompeo introduced his GMO labeling bill that a lot of our ag organizations, yours included, are supportive of, but we haven't seen much action in the Senate. Are you expecting any action in the Senate on that or a similar piece of legislation?
Well, I know they're considering it over in the Senate. I hope they move forward. You know, this is an issue that needs to be addressed within this country. You know, once again, it's kind of like the EU situation. You can't have every state writing their own rules based on what labeling should look like, because that would create total chaos in the food industry. And there's no reason for it. And so this bill basically says, okay, we can require labeling if there's a health or safety reason to do it, which makes sense. That's what FDA does. But if not, then, you know, anybody that wants it labeled as GMO-free needs to go through a voluntary labeling program. But there should not be mandatory labeling otherwise.
And there's a lot of indications that 2015 was going to be the year that the food fight came to Washington, is what people kept telling us. So, I mean, is this an opportunity for the ag community to kind of stand up and, you know, put their point forward in the biotech debates, or just to keep it from, you know, being washed the other direction?
Well, absolutely. And I think the ag community, in fact, the entire agribusiness community, you know, is pretty much working on this. Because, once again, you can't have these inconsistent labeling efforts scattered in states and then even some cases counties. You know, the food system won't work that way. And so, you know, this is an effort to put some rational common sense in and let the federal government have the oversight necessary to protect human health and safety. But beyond that, then, you know, it's just like organic or any other product, have a labeling regime that is voluntary and that basically says GMO-free.
And what about a timeline for a discussion of this magnitude? I mean, we've got a bill introduced in the House. I mean, you mentioned that some folks are thinking about it in the Senate side. I mean, do you have a timeline for when a discussion might be, or a discussion or hearing, or really anything might happen on the Hill?
No, because that's pretty much leadership decisions, and they don't call me up every morning before breakfast asking me what they ought to do. I'm hoping we get it done this year. It's enough of a problem. It's created enough of a problem with some states having passed GMO labeling regulation that, you know, before this starts kicking in, the U.S. Congress needs to resolve it.
And what speaking of Congress, so we've got an appropriations bill going to the House floor this week with the Waters of the United States provision in it. Have you been receiving any kind of indication of how that bill might fare? I mean, is there enough in there to appease Democrats that would like to keep WOTUS, to keep them from voting against it because of that WOTUS provision?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, the only strategy that has a chance of working is for us to get a rider on an appropriations bill that basically says EPA, can't have the funds, can't use the public funds to implement the bill. The standalone bills, to basically say start over again, they're not going to go anywhere because, the president would have to sign them into law. So, an appropriations package with those riders in there, that creates somewhat of a conundrum for the president to make a decision as to whether or not to shut down funding for an entire agency or multiple agencies over this one rider. And so that's the strategy, and we'll have to see if we can be successful.
And because what happens when this current appropriations bill gets to the president? I mean, is he passionate enough about Waters of the U.S. that he's going to do something of this magnitude or of that magnitude to veto it based on Waters of the U.S.?
I think the president's the best one able to answer that. I have no clue.
Sounds good. I think that's all I've got. Anything else you wanted to mention that maybe I didn't ask about?
No, Spencer, that's fine.
All right. Sounds good.